This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. Let's bring in my pal, Kash Patel, former chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense and former senior director of counterterrorism at the National Security Council. Kash, welcome. Thanks for giving us some time. This espionage balloon is now over North Carolina, according to the latest from Fox News. Why wasn't this shot down several days ago? Why still haven't they shot it down? What is your take on why the Defense Department keeps saying, don't do it, don't do it?
Hey, Larry, thanks so much for having me back on. And this is just another example of the Biden administration's politicization of the national security apparatus. You know, when we were at the Trump White House, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. It would have been a 3-second conversation, President Trump saying, shoot that down before it hits the territorial waters of the United States of America, let alone our landscape. My problem with this is that they are making, the DOD is making decisions based on what the headlines and policies would look like in a political election cycle rather than from a national security defense standpoint. Make no mistake, the CCP, their number one enemy is the United States of America and vice versa when it comes to so many factors, not just national security. Putting up a balloon like this is a monumental concern because it's an intelligence collection apparatus, period. That's what it's doing. It's mining for data and information about American land and American people and American infrastructure. And what's worse is it could be what we call a feint in military parlance, which is the CCP would probably just float a balloon so that the world stares at this big red balloon in the sky while they conduct a cyber intrusion of our infrastructure, which they've done things like that in the past before. So right now they are winning on both fronts, the propaganda front and the intrusion into our American national security front.
I mean, we really hit, you know, it's funny. I understand diplomatic language. I understand we pulled Blinken from going over there, blah, blah, blah. But we really haven't pasted them. We haven't really blasted them. We haven't had a full scale. I mean, Biden, I don't know, has Biden actually said anything about this publicly?
He has made no comments about it publicly.
Right.
And I've been tracking feverishly, and you're right.
Right.
You know, even from just an economic standpoint, he could have done something. You're the expert there. Nothing on tariffs or nothing like that we did in the Trump administration.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. There's a discussion right now about pulling some of the Trump tariffs, which is just the wrong approach from a trade deficit standpoint. But from also, these things are all related from a security standpoint. Why would we reward them? You know, we should have a blanket stopping of any purchases of farmland. We should have thrown TikTok formally out of the country, that kind of stuff. Blast them. I mean, the good thing about Trump was when Trump set his mind to it, it was, Katie barred the door. I mean, Biden hasn't said a word.
Not only has he not said a word, China and the CCP is flexing their muscle over the United States of America on the global stage, just like Putin did when he invaded the Ukraine. You know, is China's next move anything to do with Taiwan or their dominance in the South China Sea, where they're flexing their superiority? So they're doing it around the globe and against American national security interests. And the deafening silence from the current commander-in-chief is troubling, not from a political standpoint, but from a nation standpoint as to what are you doing to take on these world leaders? He hasn't even called, as far as I know, Xi Jinping to say, what is going on? Is this a mistake? And if it's not, get this thing out of our airspace before we shoot it down. I mean, they're doing none of that. I mean, you have guys like Mark Milley, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who used to work for me at DOD, who has publicly acknowledged saying he would call his counterpart, would the Americans ever do anything to invade Chinese interests? These are the people advising Joe Biden, and they're collectively doing it based on a political nature. And the biggest thing they've done, which is the most tragic, is they've literally set out national security policy on the following. What did Trump do or would he do? We're going to do the opposite.
Yeah.
And that's just not how you defend a nation.
You know, I'm just thinking, so, I mean, I'm sitting here in a radio booth, but I'm reading this stuff. It's being reported that they're over, that this balloon's over North Carolina. So here's a question. I mean, so let's say it goes out to sea. Do you think we'd shoot it down then? I mean, it isn't clear to me what exactly our security people think is the right thing to do. Having missed all these, I mean, they should have stopped it when it was going towards Alaska, Kash Patel.
Yeah.
Right? And
absolutely.
Whatever bodies of water, right? They could have stopped it there. I mean, in Montana, they could have stopped it in Montana because there aren't any people in Montana. My wife's from Montana. I mean, we know all about Montana. There's nobody living in Montana. And now it's over North Carolina, and it's probably going to go out to sea in the Atlantic. I don't know. Are they going to take it down there or what?
Well, there's no direction. I mean, you know what we would have done. We would have taken it out over the Aleutian Islands when it hit the territorial waters of the United States of America. But here's the other point. If they don't take it down, which looks like they won't, we will lose a valuable intelligence collection opportunity ourselves because we could then gain insight into who made this, how they made it, what capabilities, are they the SIGIN platform, what type of intelligence are they collecting. We could gain a lot of information, but I'm sure based on Joe Biden's inaction here, he's going to let the thing float all the way back to mainland China. And that's just another loss. I mean, this thing, literally, Larry, just put it into perspective for your audience. We've had a balloon from the CCP fly from Alaska all the way to the eastern seaboard, and we've done nothing about it. Could you imagine?
Done nothing.
Under the Trump administration.
Done nothing.
We wouldn't be having this conversation.
Done nothing and said nothing. Trump would have been tweeting. But, you know, you're right. It's a lost opportunity. Look, don't we have the capacity to take control of this thing instead of shooting it down? I mean, look, we could, you know, send Lauren Boebert, pull out her Glock and shoot it. But maybe what we want to do is capture it and bring it down so we can examine the technology there, you know, at the bottom of that thing, as you say, and see if there's any intel. Don't we have the capacity to capture it and gradually bring it down? I thought we did.
Yeah, you know what, Larry? We're the United States of America,
right.
And we have, as the former chief of staff of DOD, we have every capacity to go and bring this thing down if that's what we wanted to do, to capture it, to take it down over territorial seas. Yeah. We have so many options that we are just not exercising because this commander-in-chief wants to do zero.
All right. Kash Patel, thanks for your time very much. We appreciate it. Folks, we're going to take a little bit of a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to do some stock market work. Maybe talk about the economy a little bit. Talk about jobs. Talk about earnings. Talk about technology. I'm Kudlow. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. We're looking for a balloon now. It's over North Carolina.